Weiss hit a three-run homer in the first, pitch to him. And he swings and drives one to deep left field. Younger is back, and you can kiss it goodbye. Weiss's second home run of the night. You think he was hunting a slider?
Hunting it. Like a bird dog in West Georgia, he was hunting a slider, and he got it. Cooper, great job tonight. Talk about knowing that three of your older leaders, Mainers and Ike Irish, and one more was going to be out, and you and Cooper McMurray, the old guys, a bunch of young guys around, just your night tonight, two home runs, great defensive plays. What you knew coming into this game you needed to do to get Auburn to win?
Yeah, exactly that. Just showing up, setting the precedent for the younger guys, and I think they did an exceptional job. You know, I wouldn't have had a three-run home run if no one was on base, and those were the younger guys. So, you know, just keep being me, the older guys, that's kind of we show up to the park and we're just trying to be ourselves, which is put the best product on the field and play hard. So that's kind of showing up the field what all the older guys were thinking, including myself.
We made it a comment in the booth that you were probably hunting a slider on the second home run. By the way, 408 feet, was that the approach?
Yeah, I was looking slider away. It just kind of sat in the middle of the plate. I think he threw it a little bit harder, so my eyes just lit up and put a good swing on it.
Great night. Expectations moving forward. You got the rearview mirror behind you with the first 15 SEC games. What do you expect out of this team moving forward?
We're a notorious second half of the SEC team. That doesn't mean anything for this team, though. We have our own identity, and it's show up tomorrow and put the work in, and show up on Thursday at Mississippi State and put the work in, and then it's go time. So that's kind of our mentality.
Great job, man. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
There's still a lot of season left, so we don't want to burn guys out.
2-2 to Strickland, driving to the gap in left center field. That's going to get down and may clear the bases. One run home. Here comes another. Here comes the third. There will not be a throw to the plate because he's held at third. It's a two-run double to left by Strickland. The Tigers lead 5-0.
Kale, great job tonight. Talk about behind the plate, just your pitchers, the guys that threw well, especially down the stretch, Keyshock, Parker Carlson, Drew Nelson. Talk about those guys and what you did to help them get going.
I mean, they just did all the work. They were throwing strikes, pound the zone. I mean, those guys compete every day at practice, behind the scenes. Drew Nelson and Cameron Keyshock have probably thrown the best live at-bats in the past 2 weeks, and they came out here and translated and just trusted their stuff, and it showed up, and it looked really good tonight.
You've had to sit and wait. Now you've earned the right to play, and you had two big hits tonight. You played great. Coach Thompson said great things. Just the experience of sitting and waiting. We know you've been a starter probably your whole life, and what that's meant to you and how it's paying off for you now.
I mean, it speaks like Carter and Ike are great guys. They've helped me a lot tremendously because they've been around this, and I've learned from them a lot. And just when I got in my first SEC start against Texas A&M, I just told myself that the moment's so special, not to tense up, just have fun and just let it loose. And that's what I'm just trying to do every game.
Good for you, Kel. War Eagle, thank you.
War Eagle, thank you.
All right, another 3-2 pitch coming up from Parker Carlson. Ellis off with the pitch from first. Here it is. Line drive into left. Long run. Ballou there to make the catch, and the game is over, and Auburn wins it. Well, Geisler gave it a ride, but Kate Ballou ran it down in the canyon, and the Tigers break a 6-game losing streak. Tigers beat Georgia Tech tonight. Final score, Auburn 12, Georgia Tech 8. Stay tuned. Auburn baseball continues in a moment.
Thank you, Andy. Coach, the first inning offensive explosion, and then your boys didn't let up. They kept swinging the bat, had good at bats all night long.
Yeah, they've hung in there. It was a tough stretch, and, you know, 8 runs, I think, with 2 outs. I think the first 2 batters got out, and I think between the first and second inning, we've had 3 balls fall in there for us that haven't happened the last month. But nonetheless, just good offensive start, and then I think you could tell they reeled us all the way back in because of some of our challenges and stuff. But I think Joseph's closer. I thought that was a step. At least his stuff was set, and our defense has got to match it a little bit. We might could have kept from giving up a run or two, and then, but nonetheless, I think he's growing a little bit. It was really neat on the mound tonight to see some guys hang in there that hadn't pitched as much, and we really wanted to get them in the ball game today. Drew Nelson, Cameron Keyshock are two for sure that, you know, we need somebody to help us step up on the mound, and then Carlson was a guy that's on the weekend that didn't throw enough, had one appearance, was able to come in here and finish against a very offensive team. And Burris, I think he had his 16th home run, and the catcher had the big blow there against Herbert Holtz. But I liked how we started a lot of kids. You know, this is kind of a challenge for us with Pierce and Mainers and Irish being out, and they can't have an at bat. But you saw the rotation of Irish and Pierce there to end to try to play some defense. So we're just going to pitch together and do everything that we can to try to stay competitive. And tonight was a good night.
Cooper Weiss, with those three guys being out, two big home runs. some great defensive play. Just his leadership, coach, what he means to this team.
Yeah, he loves to play. He comes every day. He's played every day for us at shortstop and had a big night with the two home runs. And I thought Cooper McMurray only has one RBI, but he had a ground rule double, I think, to lead off one inning and had a big RBI there to right field there late. I thought his bats were good. Guevara at least got the one big swing there with some damage and got to three RBIs. And Kel Strickland, I thought he really played great on both sides of the ball. It caught well. I think he's doing a great job with that. But I thought his at-bats, I know he got, what did he get? He got two hits, but he just absolutely, even another at-bat was hit hard in the air on a line. So I'm just tickled to death with how he's playing as well. So a lot of young people. Ballou is in there. Cole Edwards gets his first or second start of his career. So with a lot of guys out, I thought a lot of guys stepped up.
Putting the first 15 SEC games in the rearview mirror, 15 games ahead of you, what are you looking for? What do you expect?
Yeah, I just, stamina is kind of the word. You know, it's like everybody's going to go through a moment in life, and this is a great teaching point for me, for our coaching staff, for our players. And really, if you're talking about long-term winning, a winning program of these people continuing to show up like they do, our coaches continue to coach like they did again today, and our players continue to play and, you know, look for the best outcome. Just that stamina, just being able to stand it a long period of time, it'll turn and get back on track and come back your way. The only way it don't, if you quit. And hopefully we don't have a lot of quitters, and we'll just keep trying to put all of our energy in the second half and create some stamina for us and for ourselves and for the program as well.
Coach, thank you for your time. War Eagle.
War Eagle.